Welcome back to our Success in a Year program, month number 12, the final month. And this is a topic that we all love and we all get value from this, but it's very important that we remind you of this because it's easy to forget to do it, and that's giving back. Did you know that one of the most powerful things you can do to ensure and speed your success is to give back, to give of yourself? When you give to other people, when you help without expectation of anything else in return, you create a certain dynamic in your mind. It's almost like subconsciously you're telling yourself that you're powerful, that in addition to everything you're working on and all these goals you have and this huge to-do list that you have in your life, you still have the energy and the capacity and the wherewithal and the heart to help other people in need. It's very, very powerful. And you know, I think right now, if you think back to any time in your life where you've been able to help somebody, that you got a certain reward that you can't necessarily put into words, but there was a feeling created that made you feel good. And you wanted more of that feeling, and maybe you've just forgotten to do more of this. Now, a lot of the time, it might seem counterintuitive. You know, if I'm quote-unquote wasting time or resources by giving to other people, then how the heck can I keep progressing my goal? And that's a fair assessment. And I don't want to go into this conversation this month making it sound like just giving back is something we all want to do and we never question if we're wasting our time. So let's address this. Are you wasting your time and resources when you give back? Well, the answer is no, because when you're giving to people, you're generating a force, a reciprocity type of force, a feeling of goodwill. And when you're giving back, I don't want you to think that you're doing this just so that people can owe you. That's the wrong kind of mindset. You never want to enter into a situation where you're helping or providing charity or providing help just so that that person can owe you down the road. But when you give from a place of truly wanting to give because it makes you feel good, and you know in your heart that the person receiving the help is getting an advantage, is getting a benefit that they wouldn't have had otherwise, that's a universal force that none of us can deny. And it, like I said earlier, it creates a feeling of happiness and satisfaction that you cannot replace. And if you can create this in your body, then as you work towards your goals, as you work towards the things that you're working on in your life, you will feel better about yourself. And when you feel better about yourself, you do better work. You're more inspired to bring your A game to the table when it comes to doing those actions that are moving your personal goals forward. So giving back is something you want to make sure that you always consider in your life. So there's four things we want to suggest you do in this 12th and final month. Each day this week, give somebody in your life a compliment. So it could be just telling them how nice they look. It could be complimenting them on something that's important to them. If they're working really hard at becoming a better athlete or getting in better shape, then take time to give them an honest and truthful compliment. Don't just say something for the sake of saying it, but give them a compliment. So if you haven't noticed that they look any thinner, but you've noticed how hard they're working, then compliment them on how hard they're working. If you really pay attention to the other person, it will not be difficult to identify and spot areas to give them a genuine compliment and watch the way they react and the way it raises their spirits, and then watch for your own emotional, inspired type of reaction to that. Next, help out two people this week without being asked first. Now, this is going to make you go a little bit above and beyond yourself because you may not even notice that other people need help. So maybe you're out in public and you see somebody struggling with their grocery bags. Hustle over and help them load those bags into their car and just enjoy the experience of being able to help them. It's a minute out of your time to give somebody else a boost, to give them an advantage like we talked about earlier. Look for opportunities. Tune your mind into the opportunity to do something nice for someone. It doesn't have to cost you a lot of time, but the amount of benefit you receive will be absolutely massive. Now, this last two points I want to kind of cover together, and that is to take some time to research either a person or an organization that really needs some help. And find a way to help them. I mean, there are so many good causes out there. There are so many people struggling to make their life work. They're struggling for one reason or another. And find something that is really in tune with your heart. Find something that you know you want to be involved with, at least solving part of the problem. There's no shortage of this. You can go to YouTube, you can go to the internet, you can just look in your community for people that really need help. It does a couple of things. One, it kind of humbles you a little bit. It helps you reconnect with things that you need to be grateful for, because part of this whole success in a year system is pushing you, helping you get to a new level in your life. And you might forget to appreciate all the good things that you already have because you're working to get even better, and that's cool. But when you help other people, it reconnects you to, wow, there's a lot of people that have it a lot worse than me. And A, I feel a lot more grateful. But B, I can actually do something. I'm privileged. I have a gift, or I have a skill, or I have a talent that can help this person. And when you genuinely do this, when you genuinely help somebody that needs the help, you will feel an incredible sensation of reward. You'll feel proud of yourself. And when you see their spirits lifted, it will only reinforce that feeling even further. You take that feeling with you through your entire day, through your entire week, really. So it makes you a better person, and it makes you do the actions that you're doing in your day-to-day work here to become a more successful person. It makes them more powerful actions as well. So really take some time this month to do this, to find somebody or an organization that could really use your help, and use all of your resources to the maximum benefit, and watch how much not only benefits them, but you as well. I hope you enjoy month 12, and thanks for taking our Success in a Year system.